The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, Israel says it has killed Iran's intelligence minister Esmail Khatib in an overnight attack on Tehran. He has held multiple senior posts in the regime leadership. A number of retaliatory attacks from Iran have followed, including on Tel Aviv, and indeed in the last couple of moments, Tehran has said it will target Gulf energy facilities in the coming hours after an Israeli attack on a major gas field in Iran. Let's go to Tel Aviv now. We're joined by journalist Paul Cairns. Paul, thanks indeed for talking to us. Just first off, I know you were in a bomb shelter a little bit earlier. Are you still there? What are things like in Tel Aviv?
Good evening, Shane. The rockets and the missiles are coming through, and the sirens are going off every few hours. Right now, I'm not in a bomb shelter, but there has been considerable booms in the sky this afternoon, and evidence in the last few days that cluster bombs have been used over Tel Aviv by Iran, which is evidence of a war crime. And the cluster bombs are very difficult to shoot down because they separate in the sky into multiple considerable bomblets, and they're scattered over a wide area, so they can cause considerable damage, and the shrapnel fall from the sky is quite extensive. Two people were killed yesterday.
That statement from Tehran, it's literally just come true in the last few moments. I'm not sure if you've even were aware of it at this stage, but Tehran saying it'll target energy facilities in the coming hours, that seems like a further ratcheting up of what's going on.
Well, unfortunately, the ratcheting up has really, you know, happened in the last 24 hours with the assassination of Ali Larijani, who was described in The Guardian's obituary today as a pragmatic and thoughtful character in the Iranian regime. Yet the same article acknowledged he had a role in the crackdown in January, which led to 30,000 deaths, reported deaths of Iranians. These figures are not seen as moderates in Israel. And, you know, moderate, I guess, is a relative term for a regime that has long committed to destruction of Israel. So, you know, the threats to Israel from Iran on its infrastructure. I mean, the airport was hit today, Ben Gurion Airport. There was two private planes badly destroyed. And the Israeli light rail, the rail system, was also hit this afternoon. So the threats of fresh attacks on Israeli infrastructure, you know, I'd say is taken with a pinch of salt by the Israeli government and by Israelis. The rockets are falling in every direction.
And is support for the war in Iran, is it still very strong in Israel?
That's a good question. There was a poll just before the war broke out, and it was the view was 50-50. 50% supported a preeminent strike and 50% defensive posture. Since then, support for the war, despite the stress, has soared. To the latest poll, had it at 83%, and that hit 92% for Israeli Jews and just 26% for Israeli Palestinian citizens. So the support for the majority of the population for the war, despite the exhaustion, is real. There's a kind of a sense in Israel that when the news is covering the whole, you know, war, that there's the kind of a geopolitical, strategic, five-dimensional chess element to the analysis, and second-guessing what Trump has to say. But on the ground, there's a genuine existential fear, as there always is in Israel, about the intentions of Iran.
What's the feeling as to when this war might end? Are people kind of hunkering down for a long drawn out conflict, or is there a hope that this can come to an end in the coming weeks?
Well, the last war, as you know, was just 12 days. You know, we're into the second week. It's a game of speculation to say who calls a stop to this, but I'm not hopeful. I mean, Israeli school children are off school for the last 2 weeks. Few people go to work. People are hunkering at home. They're minutes away all the time from a communal war shelter. The mood is dark. It's bleak. Yet Israelis are very stoic, and the expectation is this will drag on into after Easter, after Passover in Israel. So it's, you know, things can change very quickly, but the mood here is that the Israeli government is in for the long haul. Israel can't go to war every 6 or 9 months against Iran. And so there's an expectation, I guess, on the Iranian side, too, that there's some, there has to be some final conclusion to this, unless we, you know, face another war in 6 months' time.
Just very finally, what's happening in the Straits of Hormuz? Donald Trump posting in recently, I wonder what would happen if we finished off what's left of the Iranian terror state and then let the countries that use it be responsible for the so-called strait. That would get some of our non-responsive allies in gear and fast. What is the view in Israel on that? And is it having a major impact on life in Israel?
Well, interestingly, the Strait of Hormuz and the problem with oil supply to the rest of the world is, you know, of least concern both to the Israeli economy, which has its gas fields off the in the Mediterranean. It's certainly not dependent on Middle East oil. So the challenge for the Straits of Hormuz is a global problem, and it's one that is not on the top of the list of, I would imagine, the Israeli administration or Israeli people.
Okay, thank you indeed for talking to us. Journalist Paul Cairns there speaking to us from Tel Aviv.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.